8:56, time now for our opening market report. We're joined by Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be with you again. Looks like the trade remains defensive this morning despite the weaker dollar. The trade continues to anticipate the USDA acreage and stocks numbers at the end of the month. Open interest numbers from yesterday trade showed an increase of about 3,000 contracts in corn and about 12,000 contracts in beans, which infers continued fund selling in the corn, but persistent buying interest in beans. Wheat open interest continues to swell on defensive price action, which smacks of continued selling interest by the funds. The USDA announced the sale of about 120,000 metric tons of wheat sold to Saudi Arabia and about 120,000 beans to China. Current price action shows May corn down a penny and a quarter at 360, July corn down a penny and a quarter as well at 367 and a half, new crop December down a penny and a quarter at 383 and a quarter. In the Soyplex, currently May beans are down about 4 cents at 997 and a half, July beans are down about 4 at 1007 and three quarters, and new crop November beans 995 and a half down 2 and three quarters. Meal prices down about 80 cents a ton at 325, and May soybean oil down about 24 ticks at 3290 a pound. Crude oil market down about 58 cents at 48.66. Looking at the peripheral markets, we're keeping a closer eye and at the end of the month report. This week, we expect more private estimates to be released. Some estimates seen earlier showed the corn acres at 90.8 million acres, bean acres at 89.3, and all wheat acres at 46.5. Stock numbers are still at question mark. This morning, FC Stone reportedly put out a corn figure of 91.6 and a soybean number of 87.3. We think that's probably a little bit heavy on corn, a little bit light on beans. Quarterly grain stocks are also due out at the end of the month. Estimates vary widely, but the actual numbers still will give us a finger on the pulse of demand, which in our view is better than most think, which translates to price positive, market action. Last but not least, the Renewable Energy Act and the EPA hint that there may be an adjustment in the soy diesel, which influenced the bean oil market yesterday, and RIN values as well. In our view, any kind of change in this price, anything in this environment should be price positive, and we're cautiously optimistic for prices going forward. Thanks, Jeff, and I hope everybody has a great day.
All right, thanks, Bill. That's Bill Gentry. He's with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. We'll take a look now at the forecast. Mostly sunny today, the high around 43 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 30. Slight chance of showers tomorrow, the high around 50. 28 in Urbana, 31 in Decatur. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.